To the managers of the Pacific Press, June 25, 1901, typed. My dear brethren, words have been spoken to me to give to you. Say unto all who minister in word and doctrine that those in our institutions are not to act as kings and rulers, but as counselors. For years, a lording spirit has been finding standing room in our institutions. This order of things is to change. No man is to try to be conscience for another man. It may be that ere long there will be a change in the management of the work and cause of God in every line. It is not for the spiritual health of men to always remain in one position. They need a change. For a man to have the impression that he will always be a manager injures the religious experience and hinders the formation of correct, sanctified principles. God will raise up men to relieve the situation. The spirituality of the Pacific Press is not that which God would have it. A stamp of character is being formed which God does not endorse, which will endanger the eternal interests of the managers. It will be for the present and eternal good of the men now holding office in the Pacific Press to humble their hearts before God. They have lessons to learn which in their present position it will be difficult for them to learn. They have presided for too many years in one place. If changes were made, the spiritual atmosphere would be changed. Clean-cut Bible principles are not current among the managers of the Pacific Press. The work is not done after God's principles. There is need of a change because the God of glory is not magnified. There is to be a cleansing of the office. We are nearing the judgment, and God says, I will turn and overturn till the Bible is exalted as the rule of faith and practice. The dim light of tradition is not needed to make the Scriptures comprehensible as the rule of life and the standard of character. In the Bible, man's duty to God and to his fellow man is made plain. Every obligation is revealed, every privilege declared. Man's danger lies in deviating from a plain, thus saith the Lord. This deviation places a veil before the face so that there is not a seeing of the invisible. God says, your faith and your practice must be different from what it now is. Search and find out what God requires.